It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Today is the birthday of legendary English actor Sir Henry Irving, born in 1838 in Somerset. One of the most celebrated theatrical performers in the history of the English stage, Irving was the very first actor to receive a knighthood in 1895. Originally, his name was John Henry Broadrib, and his father, Samuel, was a salesman who collected orders for the tailoring department of a local store. His mother, Mary, was the daughter of a Cornish farming family. In 1842, Samuel found better employment in Bristol, and rather than risk his son's health in the damp and dirt of the city, his parents decided to send him to relatives in Cornwall. For the next 6 years, John was brought up by his aunt and her husband, Isaac, the captain of a Cornish tin mine near St. Ives. In 1848, he was returned to his parents, who by this time had moved to London. There, he attended Dr. Pinch's private school. After leaving there, he entered a merchant's office as a clerk, but his spare time and thoughts centered on the London stage. In 1856, an uncle gave him a legacy of £100, which he invested in theatrical necessities such as wigs, swords, and costumes. The inheritance also allowed him to buy the leading part in an amateur production of Romeo and Juliet at the Royal Soho Theatre. As was the custom of the day, he adopted a stage name, Irving. His choice determined by the romances of Washington Irving and the evangelical sermons of the Scottish preacher Edward Irving. A warm reception of his performance gave him the encouragement he needed. He joined a theatrical stock company in Sunderland in the north of England as a walking gentleman, that is, an actor in non-comedic supporting roles. The stock companies that traveled from town to town throughout England at this time constituted the only theatrical academy for a young aspiring actor. In 3 years, Irving played more than 400 different parts in 330 plays, including most of the Shakespeare repertoire. This apprenticeship continued for 10 years in the provincial towns of England, Scotland, and Ireland. His first real success in London came in 1866, in a play called Hunted Down. Irving was an overwhelming success at nearly everything he set his mind to for the next 30 years. He had a special flair for the macabre and the melodramatic, which remained constants of his repertoire for the rest of his life. The Victorian public responded to his lead with packed houses because his lavishly costumed romantic historical fare satisfied their concept of what the theater ought to be. Although he was criticized for his unusual diction, his special mannerisms, and the shakiness of his literary scholarship, Irving took note of the press only as a useful instrument in support of his grand design. Box office figures spoke louder than words from the critics, and success brought acclaim from the rich and the famous. As he aged and his health worsened, Irving found it difficult to keep up the exhausting pace. Rival companies with younger, more energetic management and fresher material cut into his profits. Nevertheless, he continued until the very end. In 1905, after a performance of Lord Tennyson's Becket at Bradford in Yorkshire, Irving died, still touring at the age of 68. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 6th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.